The words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be for good pleasure before thy face, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Please be seated. For Zion's sake I will not be silent. For the sake of Jerusalem I will not be quiet until her justice goes out as brightness and her salvation as a torch that burns. Over 2,500 years ago, the Lord spoke to the Jewish nation through these words of the prophet Isaiah. And today the Lord speaks to us the very same way. Now, to see the Lord's message in its fullness, let's take a moment to step back in time and put ourselves in the sandals of those who first heard it. When these words were originally spoken, the prophet Isaiah was delivering a message of hope from the Lord to a broken nation, a nation that was returning from exile. The leaders of the people of Judah had been held captive in the city of Babylon for over 45 years, over 500 miles from their homeland. Then, following the Persian conquest of Babylon and the decree of Cyrus, the Jews were permitted to return home. But they returned to a city that had been destroyed and a temple that had been burnt to the ground. Jerusalem had to be rebuilt. It is in this context that the Lord said to the Jews over 2,500 years ago and says to us today, "For Zion's sake, I will not be silent. For the sake of Jerusalem, I will not be quiet until her justice goes out as brightness and her salvation as a torch that burns." Returning to a ruined homeland, they needed reason for hope. Isaiah's message from Yahuwah gave them that hope. They were being told by the prophet Isaiah that the city which had been reduced to rubble by the Babylonians would in the future be a beacon for justice and salvation. Today, this morning, the Lord speaks the same words to us through the book of Isaiah. But today we know through the heavenly doctrine, the teachings of the new church, that Zion and the Jerusalem that Isaiah spoke of mean the new church formed by the Lord in his second coming. This is as much a message of hope for us today as it was a message of hope for the Jews returning from Babylon to the ruins of Jerusalem. When we emerge from states of exile from the Lord, his message through Isaiah is for us, both individually and collectively as a church. The Lord is explaining to us today through Isaiah chapter 62, verse 1, that he will not be silent until the justice and salvation found in the teachings of the new church burn brightly for us all to see the way to Jerusalem. This is a Jerusalem, a new church in which we can all find justice and salvation. A Jerusalem where justice means the protection that comes from the good of love from the Lord, in a church where every person loves one another and does every good he can for his neighbor. And a Jerusalem where salvation means blessings of peace and happiness from the Lord to eternity. Now, how is he going to do this? How is he going to make Jerusalem, make the new church, a beacon for justice and salvation for all? If we continue reading chapter 62 of Isaiah, the Lord explains it to us. Just as he told the Jews of the ancient world, returning to the rubble of Jerusalem. First, he says, "On thy walls, O Jerusalem, have I appointed watchmen, all the day and all the night. Continually they shall not be silent." The Lord has walls and watchmen to protect his new church because it will be assaulted by falsities. And the new church is assaulted by falsities when each one of us is tempted to live according to our own desires rather than what we know from the Lord through the Word. The city walls are the truths of faith which defend us against these assaults. And the Lord stands watch, helping us to rely on his truth when falsities are presented. As we are taught in the Arcana Celestia, in ancient cities, watchmen used to be upon the walls, spying whether an enemy was coming, and by a cry announcing what they saw. By them is meant the Lord, and by their watch, his continual presence and protection. The watchmen on the walls are the Lord's early warning system for us. As he teaches in Psalm 127, unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. So when evil spirits use falsities in an attempt to seduce each one of us, they are trying to seduce the church collectively as well. But the Lord will expose them and tell us they are coming if we listen. He will tell us through the Word. He is our watchman. We are taught in the heavenly doctrine that the voice of the watchman denotes the Word, which is the divine truth. This means that the Lord speaks to us through the Word and the heavenly doctrine and equips us to withstand the infiltrations of hell if we just listen to his voice calling out. The Lord is our watchman, and salvation within the walls of Jerusalem comes from accepting his protection. The Lord wants us to rely on him. He expects us to listen for his sounding of the alarm. As we read further in Isaiah, "For you who make mention of Yahuwah, there shall not be stillness, and give him no stillness until he establish, and until he set Jerusalem as a praise in the earth." So for all of us who make mention of Yahuwah, that is all of us who know the Lord, he is imploring us not to acquiesce in the face of hell. But we must also depend on the Lord, who will not be still either. He will always come to our aid and help us fend off attacks if we listen to his call. "Give him no rest," he says. We must give the Lord no rest, as it says in Isaiah, until he establishes, until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord does not want us to leave him alone. He wants us continually to rely on him to protect us. As we're taught in the work prophets and Psalms, that when we rely on the Lord's word as protecting against falsity, we will not be separated from the Lord, but conjoined with him. If we do this, the Lord can establish the new church in each one of us through our very actions, and thereby establish the new church in a collective sense as a praise in the earth. A praise in the earth, meaning a church from the Lord through his word that we are grateful for being part of. A church we can't imagine living a single day without. And a church that we want to share with anyone who will listen. So we need to listen to the Lord's voice as a watchman. We need to follow his voice announcing the truths of the word that will protect us from falsity on a daily basis, and on some days, even minute by minute. But what alarms do we hear now from the Lord in his word? What falsities are attacking us today that he is warning us about? What falsities seem to be attacking the church collectively? But the Lord does not just warn us. He is also inviting us in. Indeed, in verse 10, the Lord tells us, pass through these gates. When we listen to and obey what the Lord teaches in his word, we are passing through the gates into Jerusalem. But we also need to help others find their way to the city. And this is the second part of the message from Isaiah to the Jews returning from exile. The Lord tells us not only to heed the watchman's warnings and pass through the gates of the city of Jerusalem, he says, sweep the way of the people. Build up the highway, clear it of stones. Lift high a standard above the people. The way that we are to sweep or prepare helps us picture the truth that will lead us and others to Jerusalem. And not only are we to sweep this way to the city, we are to build it up and move the stones that are blocking the way. This idea of building up the way comes from a Hebrew word related to the mounding up required for ancient roads. The roads consisted of layers of soil, sand, and rocks, sometimes even 5 feet deep. And the best of the roads built in ancient times still exist today. This type of long-lasting preparation is meant by the building up of the highway of the people. It requires the wise arrangement of truths from the Word, truths understood in their proper relationship to each other, packed together in a road that will stand the test of time. The teachings of the new church contain many, many truths that we can build up in our understandings and then build into a highway leading us toward the gates of Jerusalem. Once we do the work of understanding these truths, they will be like the nearly indestructible roads of the ancient world, roads that lead to the justice and salvation of Jerusalem. Think of what the new church teaches regarding the nature of the Lord, for example. That He is the one and only God of heaven and earth, who is love itself. That He wants nothing more than to make us happy to eternity by giving us His Word so that we can live by it. That His goal for all of creation is for there to be a heaven from the human race. Or that the Lord God, Jesus Christ, reigns and His kingdom shall be for ages and ages. These are the truths that help us pray to the Lord in a visible, divine, human form. The truths that can help us hear His voice in the Word and in the heavenly doctrine. And the truths that help us ask for His forgiveness and help when we are struggling against evil. We can take steps down this well-built road toward Jerusalem every single day. But there is another important aspect of the work we are to do as described in Isaiah 62, helping others to see Jerusalem. As stated in Isaiah, we are to lift high a standard above the people. Now, at the time this was first written, it was meant to inspire those returning from the Babylonian exile to make Jerusalem a rallying point for a new and rebuilt Jewish nation. Lifting high a standard was a signal for all to see that Jerusalem was once again the center of Jewish life and a haven for the Jewish people returning to their homeland. It was even a signal that Jerusalem was a refuge in times of war. Likewise, we are taught in the heavenly doctrine that lifting up a standard means setting up a flag or banner to indicate a calling together for war or gathering together for protection by the Lord. Lifting high a standard for the people means signaling that Jerusalem is a safe haven against attacks from hell because the Lord is there and the church is from Him. We can lift this standard so our children can see it. We can lift this standard so our friends and neighbors can see it. Now, we all experience states of spiritual exile, where we have been overtaken by some evil, just like the Jews being held captive in Babylon. But the Lord wants us to know how the teachings of the new church will protect us when we return. So He, as the watchman, sounds the alarms on the walls of Jerusalem and calls out to us, inviting us to enter into its gates. He says, build up these roads with His truth so we can get there and then lift high the standard above the people for all to see. If we listen to the calls of the watchman, build up the roads of the city and hold its banner high, others will see that in the new church, justice will go out as brightness and her salvation as a torch that burns. As it is written in the last verse of Isaiah chapter 62. Indeed, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the world, say to the daughter of Zion, surely your salvation is coming. Behold, His reward is with Him, and His work before Him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. Amen. And now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.